there. Colin Baker here, the Sixth Doctor from Doctor Who, or Old Sixy, as I affectionately call myself, him, us. Let me welcome you into the TARDIS. Into the TARDIS. I've been a very lucky actor. I've had the honour of travelling in the TARDIS for many years now, both when I played the Doctor on television and the stage, and then for nearly 25 years now in audio drama productions officially licensed by the BBC and lovingly made by Big Finish Productions. And that's what this podcast is all about. Doctor Who audio drama from Big Finish. Each edition of Into the TARDIS will feature one exciting episode of Doctor Who, starring cast from the original TV series and also a gang of new friends, aliens, villains, monsters, some of them coming back, others brand new. And in this second edition, it's time for part two of Death and the Queen, starring David Tennant and Catherine Tate, in which Donna Noble not only gets to become royalty, but also faces down the Grim Reaper himself. Now, you could nip back and listen to that first episode of the podcast now, but if you want to hop on straight away, or if life's just too busy for you to bother to remember what happened last time, I've got a little handy recap for you. So, when Donna meets Crown Prince Rudolf in France in the 1780s, it looks like her luck with men is finally turning a corner. But as she plays roulette, the game becomes literal, despite the Doctor's best efforts at playing gooseberry. So what's the mystery behind Gorotania? Why hasn't the Doctor heard of it? And then there's the small print on the Royal Standard that the Crown Prince is being so evasive about. What's all that about? And after ditching the Doctor, an awkward reunion awaits the Doctor and Donna as they face a mysterious cloud that brings destruction in a very real sense. Yes, the Doctor definitely has a bone to pick with Death and the Queen. Now, keep an ear out for the real champion who comes to the Doctor's rescue. I'll be back with you at the end of the episode with further fun facts for you and a brief farewell. Catch you on the other side. In the meanwhile, here we go. Here is episode two of Death and the Queen.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But my lady...
No, you heard me. Go, go, go on. Get on with your needlework. I can dress myself, you know. Shoo.
No, no. Thought I'd find you in here in a month. Woohoo! Blimey! That is one amazing dress.
Thanks. As a little girl, I never wanted to be a princess. Look at me now.
I mean, it's huge. You could make a blanket fort in there.
Wow. You can't even compliment me on my wedding dress.
Oh, come on. Blanket forts are... Oh, no, you're right. Sorry, no. I'm sorry.
Thanks. It's just a dress.
I mean, I'm sorry because I lied to you.
Oh? About what?
I said I was fine. Fine about you leaving, and I'm not. So many of you have come and gone. I never get used to it. You think I would have done by now, but no. Just when I think it's all going well and we'll be together forever, you're wandering off to go and save another universe or get married. How do you lot fall in love so quickly?
Well,
I just don't get it,
but it's,
short lives, I suppose. Still, so long as you're happy and you're with the right man, and he is the right man, isn't he? Yeah, of course he is, I mean, well, no man's ever going to be good enough for my Donna, but yes. Off you go. Every time one of you leaves, I'm not ready, I never am, you lot. Ugh. Every one of you a heartbreaker.
That's why you've got two of them, stupid. Listen,
yeah, I suppose, but it just doesn't make it any easier. You all leave. Even the robot dog left me. Twice.
All right, Doctor, I am trying to
tell
you...
And another thing, the universe just never gives me a break. Chance to lick my wounds, a spa day maybe, but... Oh, no, giant cloud of alien death. Well, fine, I'll sort that out. One more thing, so many more things. Never ends.
Doctor, I am sorry, all right? Sorry I ran away, but you were... You've been a bit of a gooseberry. And look,
gooseberry?
You're
just showing an interest.
The thing is, you were right.
Of course I was. Something's very fishy about Gauritania.
No, you were right about
exactly. Giant alien cloud skeletons. And have you seen? Death himself is standing outside.
Yes, but...
Death! Isn't that amazing? See, I was right.
Oh.
Anyway, I wish we had more time, but you've met your man. I'm happy for you, and... I know when I'm in the way.
No, Doctor!
Not another word. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Yes, but I'm not!
Of course,
don't you
won't be okay. You will be superb. I mean, look at you. Donna Noble. You're getting married and you look amazing. But you're all alone. Where are all your maids? Isn't that rather sad?
I am death. My bargain must be kept. I am death. I demand admittance.
Donna, that thing is summoning some form of psionic attack. Get down! I'm sorry, what?
Poor little Donna all alone. Oh, you. My maids haven't deserted me. They've gone to do something very clever because they love me, you prawn.
Oh.
Hit it, girls!
Yes, Your Majesty! You heard the Queen! Hang out the banners! That's right, every window! Come on there, Juliet! We must have a banner at every window! Pull tight! Make a circle! Move it! Move it!
What's going on?
Well, it's that flag you're so obsessed about. When those soldiers went out to meet the cloud, their flags were the only thing it left untouched. The royal standard brings luck and the rest. I got the maids to paint the flag onto bedsheets, hang them out of every window and form a ring around the castle walls. Clever, eh?
Oh.
The flag's working, Your Majesty.
Excellent work, Hortense.
It's Your Majesty now, is it?
Yes, it is.
Now, do you know why that worked?
No.
Me neither, but...
Saving face.
Keeping you informed, you see...
Saving face.
I'd never heard of Gauritania. Odd, 500 years of peace, I'd be bound to have heard of that. So, I started researching it when you first met Rudolph. And when I saw that flag, I realised...
I'm afraid the clever's going to have to wait a bit. I've got to go and get married.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Donna.
In hope and honor, this day shall see Goritania renewed. All arise for Queen Donna.
This is quite something. Hello.
Hello. I'm pleased to see you decided to go through with it.
Yeah, well, these are my people now.
If I was abrupt earlier, I apologise.
Doesn't matter. Well, it does. But, well, here I am. Just a pity you weren't nicer about
it. As I said, I apologise. The people are staring.
All right. Shall we do this? Got a dress, got a crowd. Seems a shame not to. So what order do we do this in? Do I marry you first, or are you crowned king? How does it work?
Ah, it's complicated.
Today sees the renewal of our kingdom. We are gathered to witness the coronation of King Rudolf as Queen Donna gives herself to this nation.
Eh? Did I miss a bit?
Lady Donna Noble, you are an outsider to our country, and yet in you our people are reborn. I must formally ask you, do you love this man?
Yes.
And do you give yourself to him and to Goritania?
Yes.
And Rudolf, do you love this woman?
I do.
And do you give her to Goritania?
I do.
Let him enter.
Good evening. I am dead. I have come for my queen.
Oh, hello. Hortense, isn't it?
Yes. You're not at the wedding, sir?
No. Been to one of Donna's weddings before. Maybe I'll go to her next one.
But it is a great occasion.
I'm sure it is. So great that everyone seems to have forgotten about the army of skeletons standing outside. Everyone except you.
I am keeping an eye on the banners.
Quick thinking. Ringing the castle with a flag.
It is a tradition among us. When maids go courting, we wear a bracelet woven from the royal standard. It is believed it protects us.
So you made a barrier out of flags. And for some reason, what's outside can't touch the flag. I wonder why. What does the inscription on the flag mean?
No one knows.
Yeah, I certainly don't. And I can read everything. Literally. Not lying, not bragging, everything. Either those words are from a language so ancient, or they don't want to be read. Don't want to be read, of course!
Sir?
I've just been very clever. Come on, I need a close look outside this window at your banner. Ah, yes! Yes, I'm right! I am so right! I am so right, Donna would kill me!
What is it, Doctor?
Exactly the correct question. Hortense, how do you feel about saving the universe? I may have a vacancy coming up.
I require my Wednesday afternoons off.
Oh, no problem. Wednesday afternoon the universe puts its out of office on.
What have you found, Doctor?
Again! Excellent question. Well, you see this right there? Ah!
Death.
This is who you're marrying.
What?
I am Death. I have come for my bride.
You're not Death.
See, at my touch, you weak fool.
Leave them! We made a bargain.
It is a mere demonstration. The price must be paid. The bargain stands.
What bargain? What bargain?
I'm sorry. We loved each other. You agreed to marry me, and that means that by making a terrible sacrifice, I can save Goritania. I'm truly sorry. I must give you to Death.
You are kidding.
He is not. Come My bride, unite with me.
Stay back! Listen, I may have a pretty bumpy track record, but let's get one thing absolutely clear. Even I am not marrying Death.
Doctor! What is happening? Doctor!
Heartlands! You really are bullseye for the question. Since you asked, I'm hanging on to your banner, and there's a skeleton around my neck. Oh! Oh, that has definitely never happened before.
What?
Oh, another classic. You remember the Skeleton Army? Well, they're scaling the castle walls and they're tearing down your banner.
The one you're clinging onto?
Yes. Also, the skeleton is jerking me. Very bony fingers.
Joseph, what's more important, the banner or the skeleton?
Oh, you are good, Hortense. It's pretty urgent, actually.
Fine, give me a second. Watch out! Oh, I'm handy with a broom. Now grab on.
Yeah. Oh, amazing work, Hortense.
Thank you.
But do you know what's even better? I have worked out what the writing on that banner means. Oh, yes! Quick! I've got to crash Donna's wedding.
Keep away from me. Everyone, just please, are you just going to let this thing...
They have no choice. Death must have his queen. Come, take my hand.
Hello, I've got one.
What?
A just cause and impediment. I've always wanted to say that. Have I missed that bit? I hope not.
Get him out of here.
I love a wedding, especially one where the bride wears white and the groom wears black. Fancy. You must be Death. Always wanted to meet you. A couple of near misses, but finally. Imagine that, Donna. You'll be Mrs. Donna Death. Oh, amazing initials. Get your maids embroidering those hankies now.
Do not mock me, for I am Death.
Well, sort of. Look, should we stop playing games? Donna, I'm really sorry, but you're not going to be honeymooning at a tikka bar with skull chops here. I'm afraid this has all been an elaborate trap.
For me?
Nope. For me. Hello, Death. Is it me you're looking for? Show's over. You can ignore Donna.
What?
Sorry. Yeah, ignore her. Well, if you can. I know what you really are and who you work for.
I am Death. I work for no one.
Yeah, actually, and this took some finding out, you're a Mephistolian avatar.
A what?
The Mephistoles are brilliant con men. Did you know that, Rudy?
Nonsense.
Con men? The Mephistoles have given us 500 years of peace.
The ultimate gift.
Well, peace or simply camouflage. The Mephistoles make the best perception filters in the cosmos. Hire them and your kingdom, your planet, your solar system becomes invisible. So long as you can afford the price. And it's rather steep because, and this is where Death comes in, they do like a soul. Am I right?
Yes.
So forget about Donna. Let her get married to Prince Rudeboy here. Let Goritania carry on being invisible. It's me you want.
Hang on.
You offer yourself in her place.
A kingdom for the last of the Time Lords. For Donna, I do.
I shall consider it.
Oh, it's quite a bargain.
What are you doing?
You were lured here, Donna. They were really after me. Rudolph wanted to exchange me for a bit of peace. The one thing no one's going to get, marrying you.
All right.
Rudolph, I only hope you're worth it. Take me now, Death.
Right, just stop this. Is what he's saying true?
You're wrong, Doctor.
Eh?
I asked Donna to marry me because I love her.
You've got a funny way of showing it.
This wasn't the plan. Believe me.
No, I reminded him that we were due for a sacrifice.
Oh, you would. And you just went along with it.
Well, Rudolph always does what is best for Goritania.
Huh. Oh, then, Donna, I apologise. I got it wrong. I assumed this was all an elaborate ruse and a...
See? It's not all about you.
Indeed. The death of a woman truly loved is of more value to me than you.
Right, got it.
After all, who loves you? No one.
Hey, steady on.
Rudolph, I can't believe you were going to feed me to that thing.
Not if I can help it. Death, if I may, I just need a word with these royal darlings.
Be my guest. I have my bride.
Oh, you two are quite the pair. Letting Donna pay the price.
A single life for centuries of peace. It's a sacrifice that you were prepared to make yourself.
Yeah, but not Donna. That's not playing fair.
Life so rarely does.
Oh, you could shut up.
How dare you?
Quite easily. Rudolph, you don't deserve Donna, but even you don't deserve your mother. I said shut up. Rudolph, do you love Donna?
Don't answer him.
Yes. Yes, I do. Please, if you can stop this, do.
All right, let's step outside.
You will do no such thing.
Mother! Leave me alone.
Right, just popping outside for a minute with my mate Rudy here. Donna, don't marry anyone. Death, don't eat Donna. Where's your army?
Well, we don't have many soldiers. Haven't needed them. The ones who haven't perished seem to have fled. They've never had to fight before.
I see.
Doctor, if you sort this out, do you think Donna will forgive me?
Tricky.
Ah, Hortense, there you are.
Your Majesty.
Ignore him, he's an idiot. This is Hortense. She's a maid. She's worth 100 of you. Done what I asked.
Of course.
Splendid.
Doctor, what would you like doing now?
See? Quite the best companion ever. Give us a hand with these gates, would you?
Are you mad? You'll let them in.
And you'd be a rubbish companion. Gates! All quiet outside. Good.
My fellow maids say that the skeletons are still climbing the walls.
Trying to get at that banner. It really is keeping them out.
The Goritanian flag protects us.
It's the Mephistolian contract woven into the flag. They're very good lawyers. Their agreement is indestructible.
A skeleton soldier!
My maids are knocking them off the walls.
Whoa! Excellent work, Hortense! Come on, let's go and have a look at this army.
So, Death... Let's see, what happens if I do not agree to go with you?
As it says in the wording on the royal standard, we shall destroy the kingdom.
And if I come with you, well, will it be quick?
No.
Not the answer I was looking for.
Are these people worth it? They would have you fed to me. If you wish, I could destroy them all with my touch.
Well, you could, but... I'm many things, but I'm not that.
The time has come. Take my hand.
Look at the devastation they've left already.
My kingdom.
All this is just to soften you up, to make sure you paid, to make sure you killed Donna.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Don't be sorry!
Have you lured me out here to shout at me? I deserve it.
He does.
No, I need to assess the real strength of what you're up against, calmly, which is, just now, rather difficult. Oh, Rudolph, how did you end up in this mess?
It's unclear.
Unclear? I was hoping for better than that. No one thought doing a deal with someone claiming to be death was, oh, I don't know, a bad thing.
Well, it wasn't. No wars, no plagues, no famine even. Just peace.
Hortense, have you ever left the kingdom?
No, sir. None of us has. We hear the world outside is strange and terrible.
Well... It is and it isn't, but you're never going to find that out shut up in Brigadoon. Well, Rudolph here nips out for a bit of fun, don't you?
Yes. Well, it's encouraged for the princes to know what we hide from, and also to find a wife from outside.
Ah, oh, because no girl in her right mind is going to get engaged to you if she gets sacrificed on her wedding night. Am I right, Hortense?
It appeals little.
This army. Look at them.
Thousands of skeletons standing in the mist.
They're so silent. Can they sense us?
I just wanted a closer look. I've got a theory. Let's see. See? No reaction. Mephistols talk big, but they have limited resources. Fireworks, smoke and mirrors. Once they're exhausted, that's it. They give up. Now, I think they're concentrating their efforts on the wedding and whatever's left on taking down that banner. Most of this skeleton army... Holograms. See? Oh, no. Pity. Ah, definitely not a hologram.
Doctor, look out!
Oh, you've really got the hang of this, haven't you, Hortense? Whoa, it's woken up!
Outside agency detected. Eliminate.
Yeah!
Would you like to borrow my sword?
Well, you're not going to help out! You might be wondering what I'm achieving. Rolling around in the mud, fending off a skeleton. Ow! Well, I was testing its strength. Turns out strength's pretty good. Not all my hunches work out well, but never mind. Fairly soon I shall exhaust it. Any second, actually. Help!
Oh, give me that sword.
Nice work, Hortense. You Well, he took his head off.
Yes. You may have your sword back, Your Majesty.
Yes, problem is the rest of them are now waking up. We need to get back to their wedding, quickly, before Donna does anything silly. Like that. Ah, Donna!
Yeah, how are you getting on?
Had worse first dates. Death here's just asked me to dance.
It is time. None can evade me.
He's very persistent.
You know this is a bad idea.
If she does not dance with me now, the contract shall be void. I shall destroy the kingdom.
See? You shall not interfere.
Well, but...
Doctor, just checking. Absolutely sure you can't sonic our way out of this.
I'm working on it. There's got to be a way. Give me time.
There is no time.
You, Death, any small print I should know about?
No. The contract is inviolable and indestructible. I can wait no longer. You must dance with me now.
Right then. For my kingdom. Let's do this.
Donna, you can't.
Do it, girl.
Donna, wait. I love you.
Come on then, Skeletor. Take my hand. Death, shall we dance?
I would be delighted.
No, Donna.
I'll let you lead. You dance pretty well.
It has been said.
Donna, stop this.
Do shut up. Can you silence him? Not in a permanent way.
Of course.
Donna!
Thanks. Goodbye, Doctor. Do you like your work?
I am Death. It is all I know.
Sounds nice. You're not exactly good at small talk, are you?
No. Our dance nears its end. Prepare yourself. I am hungry.
Final thought, just checking. Once I'm gone, you'll keep your side of the bargain.
Of course. The contract cannot be destroyed.
Fair enough. Just so you know, there's only one Donna Noble. I like to think I'm quite the catch.
And now, I flee.
Donna! Donna?
Yeah.
You're alive.
Well, don't sound so surprised. My dress is ruined, though.
How?
For extra good luck, my maids sewed my undergarments out of the royal standard. The one thing Death couldn't destroy. Zap. Talk about lucky pants.
What? You mean you drained his energy through Logo Psychic Transfer?
If it makes you happy, then yeah. Figured Death couldn't get into my pants. You're not the only one to have hunches.
You're alive! Oh, my love, you're alive! You've cheated Death. And you...
Not now. There's a poppet.
I knew it. I knew it! She has brought ruin on all of us. The kingdom falls.
And you can shut up too.
The army. They're rushing on the castle. They'll be here in seconds.
In which case, how's my plan B coming along, Hortense?
Already.
Oh, Hortense, you're brilliant.
Blimey, didn't take long for you to move on.
Oh, Donna Noble, you're brilliant too. And now it's my turn to save the day. A horse! A horse! This kingdom for a horse!
What?
Mephistols, can you hear me?
Yes.
Look what little Goritani has done. It's beaten your entire army.
The operation has been expensive.
Yeah, and if I were you, I'd cut your losses now.
We're just getting started!
You hear that?
Yes!
Oh, you're welcome to stay, but it'll cost you. Leave this land!
Understood.
And that's the sound of your kingdom being rescued by my maids. awkward.
Donna, can I just say...
More awkward.
What my son is trying to say is that we acted for the best.
You tried to feed me to death. Do me a favour and shut up, you evil old prune.
Well, how dare you speak to my mother like that?
It's about time somebody did, Mummy's boy.
Perhaps you're right.
Rudolph.
Sorry, Mother.
Do you know the worst thing about you two? Not that you sold your kingdom into slavery. Not that you're cowards. It's not even that you wanted me dead. It's that you've proved the doctor right.
Sorry, what was that?
Nothing.
Hail the doctor! Hail the knaves! Hail Queen Dara!
Silence! Don't you realise what you've lost? We have given you generations of peace. Outside, in the real world, is bloodshed, plague, untold horrors. But you have thrown all of that away.
No, not really. Although you'll never hear from the Mephistoles again, their perception filter's still working. Unless you want to turn it off and find out what the real world's like, live a little. Yeah, don't knock it till you've tried it. With General Hortense's all-female army of fearsomely literate warriors, you're going to be quite the hit on the international scene.
General Hortense?
Well, I think that's the least they can do. If it were up to me, you'd be running this place. But I don't do revolutions. Not on a Tuesday.
General Hortense. Why not? And, Doctor, we owe you. You have taught us the value of war.
Well done. You've had your sport. Now, order must be restored. We'll have a coronation and a wedding, are we not?
Hail Queen Dara! Queen Dara!
Actually, we are not. Rudolph, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, grow up and grow a pair.
How dare you address my son like that?
Rudolph, you're going to have to learn to fight your own battles. And maybe when you can do that, well, you've got my number. Give me a call.
1780s.
Whatever.
Donna, we're well rid of you. You're not worthy of my son. And I never liked you.
You know what? If ever someone needed a Viking River cruise, it's you. Go, see the world, cheer up and stop. Please stop making everyone else miserable, you old cow.
How dare you?
Goodbye, my people. And when you get a chance, look up the word Republic.
Done?
Done. Not one of my best weddings. Not one of my worst.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
The mist is clearing. I think the sun's even coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Donna Noble. Donna Noble.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh, I love the smell of regime change in the morning. 6 months from now, the People's Republic of Goritania will be under the control of Generalissimo Hortense. She'll eat Napoleon for breakfast.
You're not going to ask me if I'm all right?
Well, you are, aren't you?
There you go, again. Just assuming. Left, right and centre. Captain Assumption. Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I will be.
Oh, I'm sorry about Rudolph. Nice enough. Be happy running a little shop.
So long as his mother didn't move in upstairs.
Oh, she would. She definitely would.
Captain Assumption strikes again. No. Poor Rudolph. That sort just love being bossed about.
Donna! Donna! Come back, my love! Donna!
Yep, I guess he does. Tempted?
No. I've had a go at being a fairy tale princess, and I tell you what I've learned.
No happy ever afters.
Precisely. Except with you. Come on, let's head for somewhere amazing and miss.
Hey! No, fair enough.
Was I all right? You know, as a queen.
You were brilliant, Donna.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
In Doctor Who, Death and the Queen by James Goss, David Tennant starred as the Doctor, with Catherine Tate as Donna Noble, Blake Ritson, Rudolph, Alice Krieg, Queen Mum, Beth Chalmers, Hortense, Alan Cox, Death. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Nicholas Briggs. Executive producers, Jason Haig-Ellery and Nicholas Briggs.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Between you and me, Donna had a lucky escape. Mother, or indeed mother-in-law. One overbearing soul is enough. But at least she wasn't married. That would have been the death of her. In a very figurative and literal way. I once went to get myself a drink in a bar on the South Bank. There was an event going on, a big Doctor Who event, and as I stood at the bar, I recognised an actress. I thought I knew her, and I did know her because she plays Donna. And she was doing something at the National Theatre and had done exactly the same thing. She was escaping for a drink, so we caught each other's eye and smiled and started chatting. And it's the only time I've ever met her. What a lovely lady. We had a great laugh. So listening to her playing the wonderful Donna has been a joy. What a good actress. And a lovely lady. So before I wish you a fond farewell, there's time for a little peek behind the scenes of the making of this story. Because back in 2017, when this episode was made, Blake Ritson, Beth Chalmers and Alice Krieger had this to say about the story.
It's very exciting. I feel as I'm kind of ticking off all the doctors, it's very exciting. So I've watched a lot of the these ones. So it's, yeah, it's, and they're lovely. It's very delightful to work with them.
Enchanté, really and truly, madam. Is your friend all right? He appears to be muttering a lot.
He does that.
Why? Then if he is quite well, permit me to have the pleasure of showing you Roulette.
I think it's quite light, my character. I feel like I've played a lot of dark characters for Big Finish. I think he's... Rudolph is a bit of an incurable romantic, so it's quite nice playing a kind of a lighter character, which isn't to say that he doesn't have a terrible dark secret, because, you know, who doesn't these days? But no, I've loved it. I think it's very witty, the writing. I think it's very spry and funny. I think this is the first time I've done a kind of vaguely romantic part, which is delightful. I love it. There's something wonderful about the coherence of seeing a job through from beginning to end in one day, that you get a real sense of narrative and story and how it's all going to sound when it's assembled, in a way that when you're doing a TV or a film, you do a scene here and then you do a scene from the end, and it's always a bit scattergun. So there's something quite satisfying about this as a process.
My name is Alice Krieger and I play the Queen Mum.
I expected no better of you, Donna. You, young man.
Me?
If you are no doubt some hastily discarded paramour come to reclaim this gold-digging minx, let me assure you that you would ordinarily be most welcome. Regrettably, however, she is engaged to be crowned queen at my son's coronation.
I think it was very clear in the script where she was headed, and as we did it, it became clearer and clearer that she was a rather horrible piece of work. Massively opinionated, very authoritarian, dictatorial even. Only ever has had her own way. I think she's ruled Gauritania with a rod of iron. She doesn't intend to stop. And she doesn't suffer fools gladly. She brooks no opposition. But I think she meets her match in Donna.
You know what? If ever someone needed a Viking River cruise, it's you.
I'm Beth Chalmers, and I played Hortense.
Do you know what that cloud thing is?
No, madam.
Yeah, really excited to be asked to join in on this project. It felt like a real coup, and keeping it under wraps for a while was quite tough. Yeah, they're great, they're lovely, and it's fantastic when you're standing in the booth and they're doing their scenes either side of you, because I've been standing in the booth and had David on one side and Catherine on the other. And it's just, it's fast and furious, and the energy they have. I mean, David, my God, it's a tour de force, and watching him just colour every single phrase and word and be so specific and so interesting. He's so interesting when he's got massive speeches. You think he could do a 3-page monologue and it would be interesting. Yeah, really, I'm thrilled to be doing this, actually. And it's a funny, funny script. It's, you know, a bonkers script, really. But I suppose it fits their characters to have bonkers stuff. And, yeah, it's fun.
For audio adventures with the Doctor, podcasts and much more, be sure to visit www.bigfinish.com. And as I prepare to take my leave of you, for now, perhaps we should look and see where the vortex, the good old vortex, will take us next. And our next edition of Full Cast Doctor Who Audio Drama stars Tom Baker, the other Baker, or maybe I'm the other Baker, who knows, and Louise Jameson, who is one of my dearest and closest friends and with whom I play Wordle every day. I've even played today. I think she beat me today. Anyway, they're both in the story with the Doctor's deadliest enemies, the Daleks. I bet they can't play Wordle. So what's the connection between the National Gallery and a base on the moon? Does a radical thinker called Damien Stevens have all the answers, or is something more sinister at work? And do you know what sinister means? It's the Latin for left. Just thought I'd let you know that. Will the most evil creatures in the universe return to claim ultimate victory once and for all? Find out soon about Tom and Louise and the Daleks as you come with me into the TARDIS. You've been listening to Into the TARDIS, hosted by me, Colin Baker, and produced by Ian Meadows. Supervising producer was Lizzie Wurzdal, and executive producers are Nicholas Briggs and Jason A. Gallery.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.